Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning to you. How are you keeping?
I'm grand. I'm a bit worried about you, though, because I know Sophie left you. I saw on your Instagram the other day that she was going away and left you with the kids for 5 days. Are you okay? Blink twice if you're okay.
What was she thinking? Yeah, I've had the boys. Solo parenting. I don't know how anyone does this. And you know what? Parenting boys is different.
Yes. Yes, it is.
At one point over the weekend, I had the youngest one chase the other one with poo on a stick. So there was no doing each other's hair or doing no. little things or doing nice little things like that. No, they're hardcore. My boys are hardcore. But
yeah, well, look, I have two boys and I have two girls, so I know all the different things. And you're right, the boys will chase each other with poo. The girls, however, will use manipulation in a way that you've never dreamed possible. They are unbelievable, the girls.
Even to their dad.
Oh, especially to their dad. Let me assure you of that. Anyway, okay, look, I'm glad that you've survived enough to have a conversation with me. So, when is young Sophie back to relieve you?
I'm barely hanging in there by a thread. But no, she's coming back. She's back tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll do the last minute.
The clean.
You leave everything else
yes.
up around the sink. And like the dog doesn't know where he is. But look, it'll all come together tomorrow.
I have mine trained so well now that I just go, Mommy's coming home. And everyone gets off screens. They've been on screens the entire time. Then they just get off screens and no one gets in trouble.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. That's the way forward.
Come here. Listen, before we get on to everything I want to talk to you about, there's so much. But Sophie obviously is from Sweden. You've spent time in Sweden. You've been on Swedish cooking shows. How is your Swedish?
Jättebra, thank you. Except that was German.
It was at the end there, yeah. So that's done.
It's been a while. I go over and back, obviously, once a year with Sophie and for the family points. But they kind of kicked me off Swedish TV. They realized very soon after giving me lots of like TV work over there that I can't really speak Swedish beyond 7 minutes
right.
of the segment. And so they gave me this half an hour show over there. And I failed miserably. Because I'm like, of a kindergarten Swedish person. Like, doing it as a full TV show was a disaster. So we did that and then realised, okay, no, my energy is better spent elsewhere.
You're definitely better off.
I can speak a bit and like the kids kind of, Sophie got lazy with it as well and she'll kill me for saying that, but she was like, when they start answering you back in another language and then you have to remember the language that you're meant to be speaking to, it's too much.
It is too much, in fairness, it is too much. Well, look, I'm glad that you've put your normal English speaking skills to the test because I have seen the first episode of Donald's Festival Kitchen and oh my God, I love it.
Thanks. I mean, it's a really different format and it's been one that's been, I've been kind of itching to do in Ireland for a while. I used to do Saturday Kitchen.
Yes.
I'm actually going over there this week and but it, as a live format and it with a live studio audience with, you know, three kind of guests on where we have chefs who are coming in and cooking. And the really interesting thing about this show in particular is that we are representing the different cultures that exist within Ireland. And the first episode is all about Ramadan. And one of our guests is a GAA player who is also fasting during Ramadan.
Yeah.
So he has that perfect kind of cross-culture moment of, you know, of talking about how he experiences Ramadan, but also training for, a GAA match.
So the first episode is on Eid al-Fitr. I think I'm pronouncing that close to correct. But that's
I actually had to go back in and re-record. Because one of our brilliant guests corrected me and then we were like, oh no, is that the right one? No. But like, this is part of the process.
Learning.
This is why, we are surrounded by not just Irish faces anymore. And I think that's such an important part of what the show is about, is that, it really dives deep. Because everyone's heard of Ramadan or everyone's heard of Eid or, but they don't necessarily know what it is. That's what's lovely. And the big part of it is connecting via food, because everyone can kind of come to the table from that perspective. And I think that's what's really interesting. And the stories our guests have like very kindly shared with us really give an insight into a whole other world. And I came up with this concept with our brilliant team at Appetite because we do Christmas specials every single year, and it's not just Christmas being celebrated in Ireland.
Yeah, that's
now,
so true.
There's so much more, and we've the Greek Orthodox, Easter. There's so many different kind of elements of it, and that's all woven into the show.
Totally. And what's brilliant as well is that we eat this wonderful array of food. Like my favorite restaurant that I go to all the time, my wife, is a Pakistani restaurant. Like everyone eats shakshuka from different places around the world, but they probably don't haven't spent the time to realize what's the difference between a Turkish one or a Persian one or an Arabian one.
100%. And you're, like you said, like, you know, Irish Palace, even when I started, which is nearly 20 years ago, you know, it is that the Irish Palace has changed, and it is because we're traveling, it is because we're experiencing different cultures, and we're coming back with great ideas. You see fantastic Irish chefs and, you know, in restaurants, but it's been a brilliant show to do. And, you know, it's 6 episodes over the course of this year.
Yeah, it's starting on Friday. Yeah. And I can't wait for everyone to see it, because the first one, as I said, is this brilliant celebration of Eid al-Fitr, and that's on this Friday at on RT1 on Friday evening. So make sure you tune into that. Donal, the other thing, of course, that you famously do every year is your brilliant work for the Children's Health Foundation and the Great Irish Bake that they do. And I know you're involved again this year.
I am, and it's, you know what, it gets better every year. We get more people signing up to it every year, and it's such a brilliant occasion. We said they always pair me with someone who, or a patient who has gone through the process in either Temple Street or Crumlin. And, you know, I think anyone who's had their kids go into hospital, and I know so many people have, we had a rush just before Christmas where Noah broke, he slammed down and cut his arm open to the bone.
No.
And that was a really delightful moment where we had to rush before, it was the day before Christmas. And so, like, everyone knows that panic station mode that you go as a parent. And look, that was a light version. Like, everyone has, there's other versions of it that are much more serious than that. And I think, you know, whatever the case may be, it is such a vital thing that we should be fundraising for. And it's a wonderful thing to be involved in. And every year it does get bigger, and every year it does get better. So I think if you're any way interested in organising your own Great Irish Bake, you can do so by signing up on the greatirishbake.ie. And basically you can get all the recipes you need. We have all, I am dead set on the old bake sale stage now. So one tray wonders. Don't forget about doing anything more complicated than a one tray wonder, okay?
Well,
go to one tray wonder, and basically all the recipes are on the website. You can sign up. They'll send you out a pack. And it really, you know, the people I've met across the process of bringing that project to life is just unbelievable. The stories they share, what they've been through, and knowing that what you're raising the money for is really going to such a great cause.
Of course, yeah. And that's very, very important. Yeah, as Donal said, greatirishbake.ie. In fact, our own website, todayfm.com/bake, there's more info up there as well if you want to go along and have a look. Donal, I see the eggplant is still in your Instagram bio there.
I can't get rid of it.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
I physically cannot get rid of that emoji. I've tried. There's a thing. And you know the worst part? If anyone knows the backstory of the aubergine emoji on my profile name, you'll know that I did it around a certain time, and Instagram just won't let me change it.
Won't let you change it. I thought you were joking, but it actually won't let you change it.
No. I got in a panic. I tried to change it back, and now I am in eggplant emoji. It's karma.
It's karma. Well, listen, I mean, look, you know, I didn't have Donal Skean versus Samantha Mumba on my 2025 bingo card, but hey, we got here, and I'm here for it. Listen, look, I think what we should do is give you the opportunity now to don't worry, I got you. Just give you the opportunity to prove your Eurovision credentials, because goodness knows you've been there, you've done that, and I think we should give you a quick Eurovision quiz to see if Donal Skean can answer these very simple, straightforward Eurovision questions. I'm going to ask you 5, right? You have to get at least 3 right, Donal. That then
is this to earn my place on the Eurovision?
This is to earn your place on 2026, yes. Okay, first question for you. Which country hosted the first ever Eurovision Song Contest in 1956?
I know Switzerland won, but I don't know who. I'm going to say Switzerland.
Okay, I've taken that as your answer. Hard rock band Lordi secured a surprise victory for which country in 2006?
Finland.
Taking that as your answer. What year was it when Riverdance was a famous halftime Eurovision act?
Ah, 1994, obvious. Come on, Dave.
ABBA won Eurovision in 1974 with which song?
Waterloo.
And in 2008, you were famously beaten by Dustin the Turkey in Eurosong. Can you name any one of the 4 other acts who were on with you that year?
Absolutely. Mark Roberts, Leona Daly, Maya from Slovenia, I think.
I only asked for one, but go on. Can you get the last one for the crack?
Oh, he's a young guy. He's a lovely guy. I can't remember his name.
Okay.
No, it wasn't Connor,
but I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to see if you've got what it takes, because, ladies and gentlemen, Donal Skean answered all the questions. has he got the qualifications to sit as an expert on a Eurosong panel? Which country hosted the first ever Eurovision Song Contest in 1956? It was Switzerland.
And they won.
And they won.
There you go. Okay.
Hard rock band Lordi secured a surprise victory in 2006 for Finland. That's two.
Yes.
What year was Riverdance a halftime Eurovision act? 1994. Correct. Answer three. ABBA won Eurovision in 74 with Waterloo. And as we heard, other than Liam Geddes, he knew all the other ones, Leona Daly, Maya, and Mark Roberts. The news I have for you, Donald, is you are absolutely, fantastically, no problem whatsoever, qualified!
You might send a homing pigeon to LA.
We'll definitely do that. We'll definitely do that. Listen, fair play to you. Come here. Go to todayfm.com/bake to find out all the information about the Children's Health Foundation and the Great Irish Bake campaign. And also tune in on Friday on RT1 to episode one of Donald's Festival Kitchen. Donald, brilliant as always to catch up. I hope Sophie comes home soon and relieves you of the two boys. Fair play to you.
Thanks a million, guys.
Cheers. Bye.
Thanks, Dave. Cheers.
Dave Moore on Today FM.